We're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Aleph, 12 lines before the lines get wide. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shev Tishrei Noledu Avot. We had seen on the previous page that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the world was created in Tishrei, and the Avos, the patriarchs, were born in Tishrei too. And Rabbi Yoshua disagrees. Says the world was created in Nisan, and the Avos were born in Nisan too. So now we're going to bring sources for all that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shev Tishrei Noledu Avot. How do we know that the patriarchs were born in Tishrei? Shneimar. The pasuk says, "Vayikalu laMelech Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael beYerach Haitanim beChagu Achodesh Hashvi." The Jewish people gathered at the inauguration of the Beit Hamikdash in the month of the strong ones, Eitanim, on Chag, on Sukkot. So we say, "Yerach Shenoldu Bo Eitanei Olam." That's the month that the strong ones of the world were born. That's the Avos. Meyei Mashma Dehay Eitan Lishna Detkifehu. Where do you see an indication that Eitan means strong? Kedichtiv, as the verse says, Eitan Moshevecha. You are living in strong territory. Ve'omer, and you have another verse that says, Shimu harim et riv Hashem, ve'itanim mosad ha'aretz. Hear the mountains, the argument of God, and the powerful ones who are the foundation of the earth. So you see, each time Eitan is the powerful one. Ve'omer, you have another verse that says, Kol dodin ezebam delegal harim mekapetz al hagvot. My beloved is coming, skipping over the mountains, jumping over the hilltops. Medelegal harim, he's skipping over the mountains, bizchut avot, in the merits of the forefathers that are like mountains. Shimu harim et riv Hashem, right? Shimu harim. The prophet is turning to the mountains, he's turning to the forefathers. Throughout Tanakh, the word harim we see here is a code for the forefathers. And then he calls them again. He says, Ve'etanim, you powerful ones, you patriarchs, the mountains, Mosdei Aretz, the foundation of earth, I want you to hear my argument against my people of Israel. That's the Navi in Micha. Over here we see this principle that the verse says, Kol dodin ezebam delegalari mekapetz el hagvot. My beloved is leaping over the mountains, jumping over the hilltops. Midalegalarim, he's leaping over the mountains. We have a tradition this means, bizchut avot, in the merit of the forefathers. Meaning, the verse says we were in Egypt for 430 years. Yet we said we were there for 210 years. So yes, we were there for a total of 215, if you include Yosef's children, if you include the Pirkei de Lezer explains in that, 215 days, plus the man who's worked the nights, that's 430. So Hashem could have done the math 430 simply. Why did he choose to do it this way? Why did Hashem choose to count the fact that they made us work so hard? And then 210 years, Hashem said, they worked in 210 like an ordinary man works in 400 years. Ah, that was the merit of the forefathers. That's what Hashem is jumping over the mountains. The description in the Song of Songs is how Hashem was coming to take us out of Mitzrayim unexpectedly. Like the beloved who suddenly shows up. It's as though he jumped over the mountains. How'd he get here so fast? Ah, jumped over the mountains is a reference to the fact that God leaped over time, so to speak, in the merit of the mountains, in the merit of the forefathers.
So maybe we were all ready to leap if the 410 years were complete, instead of the majority of us in Egypt, since it was like the Yola was so fat, was so like bitum. So maybe we'll be seeing there all the time, we will all be getting out of Egypt.
Maybe. Chazal say the other way, that it was the nick of time, one more minute and there'd be nothing. Mekapetz el hagvot bizchut imot, God was jumping over the hilltops, that's a reference to the matriarchs. So you see here, harim is a reference to the avot. So then when you go back to the prophet Micha, when he says, hear the mountains, the argument of God, that's a reference to the forefathers. And then the pasuk calls them Eitanim, the powerful ones. So then we go back to the original pasuk that says the month of Tishrei is the month of the powerful ones. And we say that's how we know that that's a reference to the Avot, to the forefathers, that they were born in Tishrei. Now we go on to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, who said that the forefathers were born in Nisan. Minayin shebin Nisan oldu Avot. How do I know they were born in Nisan? Shneimar, the pasuk says again in the description of the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash, it says, "Vayhi bishmonim shana v'arba'mot shana letzeit bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'shana harvi'it v'chodesh Ziv." It was that year. It was the month of Ziv. We know it was the month of year. What is it? Why is it called Ziv? B'yerach shenoldu bo Ziv tanei olam. The month in which the the forefathers who are the glory of the world, the sap of the world, they were born. They were already born. So if they were already born in the beginning of the month of Iyar, that means they were born in the month of Nisan. So what does he do with the Yerach Haitanin? What does he do with the source of Rabbi Eliezer? Why is Tishrei called Yerach Haitanin? Hatam Ditkifei B'mitzvot. It's the powerful month because that's the month that has all the powerful mitzvot. You have the mitzvah of Shofar, you have the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, you have the mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav and all the mitzvahs of Samachta B'chagecha and Nisuch HaMayim and Shmini Atzeres and all the Korbanos. So it's a powerful mitzvot. It's not referring to the forefathers. V'idach Nami Aktiv B'chodesh Ziv. Why does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word Ziv? That's talking about the glory of the tree, that the trees now have sap in that month. So that's the month of Iyar. Yehuda taught us, this is halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if you walk out in the month of Nisan and you see the trees blossoming, Omer, he makes a blessing. Baruch atah Hashem. Everyone agrees that Ziv is Iyar. He means that by the time Iyar comes in, you already have the Ziv. He also says that by the time Iyar came in, the Ziv of the forefathers was born already. The Ziv is already here when Rosh Chodesh Iyar came. Ziv, okay.
Why is there a proof either way?
Okay.
Understand.
Huh?
What's the proof either way?
Either way to what?
Either way to Tishrei or...
Tishrei is because Tishrei is called Yerach Haitanim. Nisan because Iyar is called Ziv, and we understand that to mean that the glory of the world was already born by then. The glory of the world. The Avos were already born when Rosh Chodesh Iyar came. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is already called Ziv. Why is it called Ziv? What glory does it have? That when Rosh Chodesh, this is the Rosh Chodesh, the first Rosh Chodesh that already had the glory of the world born. Look, it happens to be, I'm giving you one of three Perushim that are on the Daf. You're right if you're troubled with this, because Rashi gives an alternate shot, and Tosis gives an alternate shot, meaning it's a complicated, it's a difficult answer. What I'm telling you. If it bothers you, it bothered Rashi too. It bothered Tosfos too. But I'm sticking to my guns and I'm sticking with one of the pshatim, not the confused things. You're right. There is another pshat in Rashi. And there's a third pshat in Tosfos. But okay, for now we'll stick with that one.
So this is different about why Nisan is not Ziv, but
Iyar? So you're right. Technically Nisan should be Ziv, right? You're right. You're bothered correctly. Onward. Damar Rav Yehuda. Hai man denavik biyomei Nisan. Rav Yehuda taught, if you go out in the days of Nisan, v'chazi ilanei demilavlevi, you see the trees blossoming, the fruit-bearing trees are blossoming. Omer, you say the following blessing. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. Shelo chiseo meolamo klum. That God left the world lacking nothing. Uvarabo briot tovot, and created great creations, the ilanot tovot, and great trees, good trees, lehitnaot bahen bnei adam, to the pleasure of humanity. Manda, so that's the blessing we make. It's quoted in Allah. Manda ma b'nisan noldu, b'nisan metu. Whoever says they were born in Nisan, well then they died the same month. And if they were born in Tishrei, they died in Tishrei. Shenemah, the verse says, Vayomer aleihem, Moshe said to the Jewish people, Ben 120 shana anochi hayom. I am 120 years old today. Shein tamud lomar hayom. Why does he say today? Uma tamud lomar hayom? He was saying, Hayom alu yomai ushnotai. Today, my time is up. Lelamidcha, this teaches us, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev umaleh shnoten shetzadikim, that God fills the years of the tzaddikim miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh, day to day, month to month. It doesn't say hour to hour. The tzaddikim end up dying on the same day they were born. Shneimal, the verse says, et mispar yamecha amale. Hashem says, I will fill your days. So Chazal understood this to be a form of completeness. that a person lives a specific number of years, a specific number of months, and he dies on the day he was born.
But we learn that if it's denari the next day, that's as if it's a full other year. So their birthday is really into the next year.
No answer to that. How do we answer you then? Then we said that it seems that the birthday goes by Tishrei, remember? Said that from a biblical perspective, Rashi already says.
But we know that Moshe is not born in Tishrei.
Right, but he died the same day he was born. Zayin Adar.
But it wasn't Tishrei.
Right, no, so what's the problem?
But one day is considered a year, no?
On that respect, for kings, yeah, yes, okay, I hear. I don't
know. So what, he was really 121?
That's an excellent question. I don't know.
Or he was 119 and then that one day. Or neither. We don't hold the coin for the night.
Let's leave things simple and say it was 120 and that was the day he was born, that was the day he died. The Ralbag raises a question if you want to complicate things a little bit. Says he was 80 when he came to stand before Paro, and the plagues took a year, so that puts him at 81 when we left Mitzrayim. 40 years in the desert puts him at 121. So that's a question. The Ralbag in a few places addresses it. Okay.
He says he's